We have begun a new calendar year, Roman calendar year, 2016. And the world we live in today is very volatile. It's not the same world as it was 20 to 25 years ago. Terrorism is almost a daily focus of the news media. It seems like every day you can turn on the television and find out that there was another terrorist attack in some part of the world. I think yesterday the latest one was in Africa. The day before that was in Indonesia. And the list can go on and on, the terrorist attacks throughout the world. The Middle East is in turmoil with a daily war going on in Iran and Syria. The renewed hostilities between Iran and Saudi Arabia is something that is causing a stir in the Middle East. But also in Europe, terrorist activities have been on the increase. As you know, the bombings and the things that took place in France recently, Belgium and France are on high alert. And now Germany is in uproar because they're very much against the immigration policy of the German government, allowing so many Middle Eastern peoples to come in there. And there was actually violence that took place just before the new year began and has many of the Germans very, very upset. And of course, in the United States, we've even had terrorist activities taking place on our home soil. Morality is sinking, not only in the United States, but throughout the world, as every day and every month and every year goes by. The possibility of an economic collapse hangs over our heads as the United States and the world economy is headed for trouble. I think all of you know now that there's been big trouble in China. China, which is one of the largest economies in the world, has been experiencing many, many issues, and that is having a reverberation effect throughout the world. The stock market has been plummeting, and it's off to one of its worst starts in the history that they've been keeping track of the markets as far as this year's start. Turmoil in China, again, has the stock markets plummeting, and the Wall Street Journal said this in one of their recent articles. The reaction underscores the growing anxiety about the health of the global economy. So there is much turmoil as we begin the year 2016. But the reality is, time still marches on. We are still waiting and watching. But as I mentioned, we live in a dangerous world that teeters on the brink of disaster. Bible prophecy warns us of these troubled times. Turn with me, please, to Daniel chapter 12. Daniel chapter 12, to begin the sermon today. Verse number 1, the first part of the verse. Daniel chapter 12. Verse number 1, and of course, God had revealed prophecy to Daniel, prophecy that he didn't even understand all of it, but prophecy that he wrote down, and it is of benefit to us. Daniel chapter 12, verse number 1, we read, "At that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time." So the end time described here culminates in a time of trouble, like there never was since a nation's history was recorded. And this particular prophecy is echoed in other parts of Scripture. For instance, Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 7, which talks about Jacob's time of trouble, and also Matthew 24:21, where Christ warned the disciples that a time of great tribulation, like has never since been seen since the beginning of the world, would be enveloping the world just before he returns. So what do we do, you and I, as wise disciples of Christ, as we begin this new calendar year, 2016, knowing that we live in a troubled world? Well, let's turn to Proverbs chapter 22. Proverbs chapter 22. Some advice for times of trouble. Proverbs chapter 22. And notice verse number 3. Proverbs 22, verse number 3. A prudent man foresees evil and hides himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. The paraphrase of the first part of verse number 3 reads like this. A prudent man foresees the difficulties and prepares for them. A prudent man foresees the difficulties and prepares for them. However, the last part of the verse talks about the simple. They are punished. In other words, they pay the penalty. We, you and I, as wise Christians, should be planning and preparing for both the immediate and long-term future, both physically and spiritually. The title of today's sermon is Wise and Prudent Planning for Difficult Times. Wise and Prudent Planning for Difficult Times. Today, let's examine three principles for wise and prudent planning as disciples of Jesus Christ, waiting for His return. Now, some of the things that we're going to talk about today are things we know. It's not exactly what you would call rocket science, but I want to encourage you, as I give this sermon today, to be thinking, to be planning, and certainly not sleeping. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 27. Proverbs chapter 27. And take a look at verse number 12. This is such an important proverb, which we read previously. It's repeated again here in Proverbs chapter 27, verse number 12. And you've heard me say over and over again, when something's of importance in the Bible, it will be repeated. And this particular proverb is. Verse number 12. A prudent man foresees evil and hides himself. The simple pass on and are punished. So a prudent man is careful. And prudent here means also shrewd. A prudent person is very careful. Expositors puts it like this. The prudent here comes from the Hebrew word arum, A-R-U-M. And it means one who knows the circumstances, the dangers, and the pitfalls, and that makes him cautious. So the prudent man, he's examining. He sees the circumstances, the dangers, and he's very, very cautious. In other words, he's observing, and examining, and being careful. It says here in the verse that he hides himself. Or we could say he stands his guard, like a military person would, standing their guard, watching very carefully. But the simple, the last part of the verse, he doesn't want to think about the dangers and the pitfalls. He hides from the reality, buries his head in the sand. Except expositors also points out that the simple is not equipped to survive in the world, and so he blunders into trouble. The contrast here in this verse, which again is repeated, is that the prudent avoids the danger, but the naive do not see it and they suffer. Let's turn to another scripture, this time in Jeremiah. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 6. This is a section of scripture where Jeremiah was warning God's people, inspired by God, to give them that warning them about invasion that was coming. Telling God's people to take heed to the warning voice. Jeremiah chapter 6. In fact, this section of scripture has a title, and the title is Impending Destruction from the North. Jeremiah chapter 6, and let's begin reading verse number 1. Jeremiah 6, verse number 1. O you children of Benjamin, gather yourselves to flee from the midst of Jerusalem. Now the warning first came to Benjamin, which was a tribe that was located just to the north of Judah and Jerusalem. So this invasion was going to be coming from the north, and it would affect Benjamin first. So the warning went to the tribe of Benjamin before it got to Judah. Gather yourselves to flee from the midst of Jerusalem. Blow the trumpet, or we could say the warning trumpet, at Tekoa, and set up a signal fire in Beth Hakerem. So God's people are being warned. The trumpet is going to blast its warning. And also the signal fire would be a warning that destruction is coming. The enemy is approaching. Let's drop down to verse number 4. Prepare war against her. Jerusalem, war is coming against you. Prepare war against her. Arise, let us go up at noon. Woe to us, for the day goes away, for the shadows of the evening are lengthening. Arise and let us go by night, and let us destroy her palaces. In other words, this destruction is coming your way. For thus the Lord of hosts has said, cut down trees, build a mound against Jerusalem. This is the city to be punished. And the reason why she's going to be punished? She is full of oppression in her midst. Going against God, not going with God. Then let's go down to verse number 10. To whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? So God is saying through the prophet Jeremiah that he's giving a warning message, but who is listening? And of course, the wise would be listening because there are warning signals, the trumpet blast and the signal fire. Continuing on, indeed their ear is uncircumcised and they cannot give heed. So God is saying, who is going to listen to the warning? But he says, their ear is uncircumcised. In other words, their ears are closed, as it says in the New International Version. Their ears are stopped up. They're not wanting to hear the warning message, even though it's coming. Continuing on, the last part of verse number 10. Behold, the word of the Lord is a reproach to them. They have no delight in it. That's the reason their ears are stopped up and closed. They don't want to hear God's word. And the warning message is there. The day and the times that we live in, you and I, are not days to have our ears stopped up and closed. We can't ignore the warning signals, and we can't hide from the reality. The last part of verse number 10 is also a description of our society today. Closed ears to God's word. Don't even want to open up the Bible anymore and listen to what God has to say. But the Bible does give you and I specific principles to not only be awake to what God is telling us, but also to be prepared when we see the danger ahead. Let's go back to Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 14. And this time, verse number 8. God gives us warning. Be prepared when we see danger ahead. Proverbs chapter 14. And verse number 8. Verse number 8. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way. But the folly of fools is deceit. The first part of verse number 8 in the New International Version reads, the wisdom of the prudent is to give thought to their ways. To give thought to their ways. And when we see those danger signals, we need to be giving thought, to be thinking and preparing and planning the steps that we make. So let's examine now three principles for wise and prudent planning as we begin this very volatile year. Number one, the first principle for wise and prudent planning is wise physical preparation and preparedness. Let me repeat that. Wise physical preparation and preparedness. Don't procrastinate. Don't put it off. Be planning and thinking. not waiting till the last minute. Verse number 8 says that the prudent gives thought to their ways, to God's way. He makes plans and he thinks things through. And you know, when we're talking about the times that we live in, we must be prepared for any kind of disruptions. In today's world, things can happen very, very fast. As I was putting together this particular message, I was thinking back to, I believe it was the summer of 2008, just before the church hired me into the full-time ministry. And I was still working for the old company that I used to work for out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. And I was driving back home. It was during the summer. I believe it was August. Very hot. And I was just coming into my city, got to the exit ramp to take off and the exit ramp and to go towards my home. And at the end of the exit ramp, there's a stoplight. And as I came to that particular stoplight, it wasn't working that particular afternoon. It was out, and everybody was doing the four-way stop thing where you wait for the next person to take your turn because the stoplight wasn't working. Well, I waited my turn, got through that stoplight, went under the bridge, under the freeway, came to the next stoplight, and it wasn't working, and the next series of stoplights weren't working at all. And as I began to observe as I was driving along, all the gas stations and all the little stores didn't have anybody in the parking lots, and they were all dark. And then I realized there's a power outage here in our hometown. And after a few more minutes, I got to our home, and sure enough, the power was out. Our air conditioning wasn't working, and Lydia said sometime during the day, the power had gone out. Well, come to find out, there was some kind of main electrical grid in Ohio, I believe it was, that had something take place. And I don't think to this day I ever heard exactly what it was. There was some thoughts and even some jokes going around that a mouse had gotten into the electrical grid, caused some kind of short circuit. And then another joke was that a guy went to sleep on the job and hit a wrong button or something other, whatever it was. It caused, this main grid in Ohio caused most of the Midwest to lose its power. We had our power come back on within a day. But I believe Detroit, if I remember right, was without power for like 3 or 4 days. Now that meant the service stations. Now think about this. You know, they're all computerized now. You go to a gas pump, it runs by computer. You go to a store, their calculators and all their equipment is computerized. It shuts everything down. And that was just one of those things that happened by perhaps an accident. And yet, with the things the way they are in the world today, and even weather disruptions, we need to be prepared physically. You know, have a little extra water, some extra provisions on hand. That's what a wise, prudent person would be doing. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 10, just a few pages back. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse number 5. Proverbs 10 verse 5. He who gathers in summer is a wise son. But the contrast is, he who sleeps in harvest is a son who causes shame. So the first part of the verse is talking about the industrious person who's working hard during the harvest, getting his crops in time and working hard. He's providing for his family, etc. But the contrast is the person who's snoring, sleeping away the harvest time. And he's not ready. He's not a good provider for his family. The Nelson Study Bible adds this to this phrase, gathers in summer, in this verse. This contrasts a skillful person with a shameful person, based on whether he works hard during the harvest season. The description of the second person is he who snores away during the harvest. Not preparing, not working hard and being diligent. Of course, we need balance in life, in our lives, and we don't need to go to extremes. But the prudent person does prepare for disasters. You know, there was an article in the last issue of the Good News magazine. I think by now probably most of you have gotten the new Beyond Today, the new title of the magazine. We got ours last week, I think it was. But in the last official issue of the Good News magazine, before it changed to Beyond Today, the title, There was an article in there about the possibility of an electromagnetic disruptions in what would take place. And there are actually terrorist groups out there kind of planning these kinds of activities where they can actually kick down electrical grids. And then the scenario that I described that happened to me several years ago could happen in perhaps a whole region of the United States. And imagine power being off for perhaps days, even weeks or months. That's a terrible scenario to think about. And yet it is very possible in today's world. So we need to be prepared. You know, again, have some things on hand for our family, extra water, provisions. But on the other hand, we don't want to go to extremes, you know, to where we're being survivalists, building forts and those kind of things. Just enough to take care of our family if necessary. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 27. Proverbs 24 and verse 27. Prepare your outside work, make it fit for yourself in the field, and afterward build your house. That's talking about getting your land, preparing your property before you put in the foundation in your house. Getting that all set first, preparing, and not just hurrying up and throwing up your house and then having a disaster take place. Having plans, thinking things through. And that's what a wise and prudent person would do. The second principle for the prudent person, prudent disciple with danger ahead, is wise economic planning. Wise economic planning. I've already mentioned at the beginning of the sermon about the problems in China and how that's leading to problems in not only our stock market, but markets throughout the world. And it's having a reverberation effect in other countries. In one of the latest issues of The Economist magazine, it was headlining and talking about the nation of Brazil, how it's having its troubles. This particular magazine had on the front cover the president, who is a woman in Brazil, and she had her face down, looking forlorn, because her country is in deep economic trouble. And Brazil, over the last 10, 15 years, has been the rising star of emerging markets. And it's been one of the cogs of Latin America. Many of the countries in Latin America, including Argentina, Bolivia, Chile, are in a trade agreement association with Brazil. And their economies depend upon Brazil and very interrelated. And a lot of Latin American countries are as well. And Brazil's in deep economic waters. Just as a little sidelight, they are planning on hosting the Summer Olympic Games this year, 2016, and normally that would be, as Brazilians like to put on pomp and have the party festive kind of things, they're worried they're not going to be able to do what they would like to do because their economy is in such trouble. But anyways, it just goes to show that we're teetering on the brink of disaster, economically speaking. Proverbs chapter 21, and a prudent disciple is planning economically. Proverbs chapter 21, verse number 5. Proverbs 21, verse number 5. The plans of the diligent, notice again plans, thinking ahead. The plans of the diligent, working hard, lead surely to plenty. But those of everyone who is hasty, surely to poverty. We need diligence when it comes to any financial plan to prepare ourselves. The contrast here is the hasty person who doesn't plan, and it can lead to financial disaster in today's world. The New International Study Bible adds this. It says, many proverbs praise diligence and the profit it brings, and they condemn laziness as a cause of hunger and poverty. So it's good to be planning and thinking these through. Even if crisis isn't imminent, if it's not really around the door, so to speak, economic uncertainty like we have today can lead to tension, it can lead to stress, and it can affect our well-being. You know, the last round of economic problems that we had back in 2008 and 2009 caused a lot of stress to a lot of people because they lost a lot of money in the stock market. The housing market crashed. I remember well because that was the time that we were selling our house to get ready to come here to Arkansas. And I remember when we finally did sell our home, I asked the real estate agent just because I was curious. And I said, what if we would have sold our house, say, 4 or 5 years before the year that we sold it? How much do you think we would have made? And he said, well, Mr. Nance, I'm sorry to have to tell you, probably lost $35,000 to $40,000. And, you know, all of a sudden my stomach kind of went, boom, you know, down. And it hurt. You know, it hurt. But God takes care of us and we've done well, blessed us with the home we have here in Arkansas. But it can cause stress when you're under financial problems. So it's best to have an economic plan in place as time continues on. Proverbs chapter 6. Have a financial plan. Set aside a little bit for emergencies and live within your income. Proverbs chapter 6. And let's take a look at verses 6 through 11. Proverbs chapter 6, verse number 6. Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. So this particular proverb is pointing us to the ant. And why is that? Because an ant is known as a hard-working type. And it tells the wise to consider her ways because she is so hard-working and diligent. Verse number 7. Which have no captain, overseer, or ruler, but provides her supplies in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest. So, hard-working, diligence. Verse number 9. How long will you slumber, O sluggard? When will you rise from your sleep? Verse number 10 is almost a little bit comical. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. I think a lot of us sometimes, you know, maybe on a Sunday morning or whenever it might be, you know, when we have a day off, you know, I suppose sleep in just a little bit longer, you know, and it feels good, you know. But the point is here is when it's time to work, be diligent. Be working hard and preparing. Verse number 11, so shall your poverty come on you like a prowler and your need like an armed man. A worthless person, a wicked person, walks with a perverse mouth, and it continues on. So the point is to consider the hard-working ant and provide, prepare, and be ready. And as it pertains to this particular message and the times that we live in, to be thinking and preparing, economically speaking. Put aside a little bit and help if the time of trouble comes along. Ultimately, our strength against any crisis or any financial crisis should be our faith in God to provide for His faithful and obedient servants. And that's going to take me to the next point for wise and prudent planning. And that is number 3, wise spiritual planning. The most important one for us as wise disciples. Wise spiritual planning. Continue to build our relationship with God. He's our strength when it comes to time of crisis. Luke chapter 12. Luke chapter 12. And let's read verses 35 through 40. Luke chapter 12, beginning in verse number 35. Jesus Christ admonishing the disciples, also admonishing us as disciples as well. He says, let your waist be girded and your lamps burning. Now the disciples would have understood exactly what he was talking about. Having their waist girded. In other words, they've got their clothing on, ready to go. And their lamps ready to go. Let's say if it's nighttime. They've got enough oil in their lamps so that they can see. And what does oil signify? The Holy Spirit. God's Holy Spirit. Having enough of God's Holy Spirit to be ready to go. Developing that relationship. Let your waist be girded and your lamps burning. Verse number 36. And you yourselves be like men who wait for their master when he will return from the wedding, that when he comes and knocks, they may open to him immediately. So, a wise disciple is ready to go. God's Holy Spirit working with them, that relationship being developed with God and Jesus Christ. Verse 37, blessed are those servants whom the master, when he comes, will find watching. And watching here signifies being ready to go. Assuredly I say to you that he will gird himself, have him sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. Verse 38. And if he should come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants. So, no matter when he comes, first watch, second watch, or third watch, the wise servant is ready. Verse 39. But know this, that if the master of the house had come, if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. He would have been ready for that thief. He would have been watching. Verse number 40, and here's the point. Christ sums it all up here in verse number 40. He says, therefore you, and I'll add, wise disciple, therefore you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Being ready, that spiritual relationship is in place, not procrastinating. And again, God is our strength in the ultimate time of crisis. Hosea chapter 14. Hosea chapter 14. We went through this section of scripture in the Minor Prophets Bible Study Series, Hosea. And of course, Hosea was sent to the tribe of Israel to warn them and try to get them to repent from because they were sinning against God. God was giving them, the children of Israel, a chance to repent. And Hosea was giving them that warning. Then we come to the very end of the book of Hosea's warning message, inspired by God. Hosea chapter 14 and verse number 9. And this is the concluding advice, the concluding warning from Hosea. And this is advice that lasts down throughout the ages. Back in the time of Hosea, all the way up to our day here in 2016. It starts out with a question, verse number 9. Who is wise? Let him understand these things. The things that have been talked about in the book of Hosea, the warning message. Who is prudent? Let him know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the righteous walk in them. But transgressors stumble in them. Sounds like the proverb that we began with. The prudent and wise disciple is preparing. And he's listening to the warning message, and he's ready. As it says here, the ways of the Lord are right, and the righteous walk in them. But the foolish ignore his ways. They've got the stopped up ears. They don't want to hear, and they fall into judgment. Proverbs chapter 28. Just a couple more scriptures as we begin to wind down here now. Proverbs chapter 28, Proverbs chapter 28 and verse number 26. Proverbs 28 verse 26. He who trusts in his own heart is a fool, but whoever walks wisely will be delivered. Whoever walks wisely will be delivered. Walking wisely here refers to trusting in God, in contrast to trusting in self. Looking to God in faith, and especially during those difficult times. And you're ready to go because you've been planning, preparing, and especially spiritually speaking, ready to go. One who trusts in self follows his own mind and his own mental resources, which is the way most people do in the world today. Let's go back to verse number 18, just back a page or so. Verse number 18 of the same chapter. Whoever walks blamelessly, or we could say righteously, will be saved, or as the margin points out, delivered. But he who is perverse in his ways will suddenly fall. The result of a righteous lifestyle, walking with God, is a source of safety, security, and deliverance. And that's what we want to be as prepared and prudent disciples. Finally, let's go to Proverbs chapter 2. Proverbs chapter 2, again the message a little on the shorter side because the Bible study will follow. Proverbs chapter 2, and we'll be reading verses 1 through 9. This section tells us the value of seeking godly wisdom, which a wise disciple would be doing. Now, as I read this through this section of Scripture, you're going to see three ifs in this section. If you do something, if you do something, and then we're going to come down to verse number 5 where it says, then, and you'll see the results. So if we do something, there's going to be results. Proverbs 2, verse number 1. My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding, and that's what we've been talking about in this particular message today, as a wise, prudent, planning disciple, not with stopped up ears, but listening to God's word and his warning. Here's the second F in verse number 3. If you cry for discernment, God, please give me that discernment so that I can discern the times that I'm living in and what I need to be doing. If you cry out for discernment, lift up your voice for understanding, through God's word, of course. Then verse number 4, we come to the third if. If you seek her as silver, and you search for her as hidden treasures, like if you had a hidden treasure in your backyard, you'd be out there with the shovel and you'd be digging hard, wouldn't you? That's what God is saying. Dig into his word as hidden treasure. Then, verse number 5, if we're doing all of this, here's the results. You will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. You'll be developing that relationship with God, and you will be ready. Verse number 6, for the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. And as we go into these difficult times, we need God's shield. Economically speaking, whatever it might be, we need God's help. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. He guards the path of justice and preserves the way of his saints. Verse number 9, then will you understand righteousness and justice, equity, and every good path. So God's admonishing us as wise and prudent disciples to be seeking after his word, to be listening to his knowledge and his wisdom. But there's effort involved, as we see here in this section of Scripture. Hearing, applying with the heart, requesting, and diligent searching. God is the source of wisdom, and he grants it to those who genuinely seek after his knowledge, those who ask for it in faith while showing a fear for him. He says in verse number 9, you will understand every good path. And that's what our walk needs to be. God says, receive, treasure, incline, apply, seek, and search. That's the description of how to obtain wisdom from God. And he's pleased when we do that. So in summary again, as we have begun this volatile year, 2016, difficult times, a wise and prudent disciple is preparing physically, wise physical preparation. He also has a financial plan in place in case there's a time of crisis. But the most important is spiritual preparation. Number three, we're ready because we developed that relationship with God, Father, and Jesus Christ. We have begun a new calendar year, 2016. Time does continue to march on. But the way that our world is going, we do need to be careful. We need to be watching, and we need to have plans in place so that we, you and I, do not stumble into disaster, either physically or, more importantly, spiritually speaking. Let's be prudent disciples.